I timed it up perfect. They were talking they were talking to Tay. No, I did it on purpose.
All right, it's like an exclusive.
Oh, this is good, yeah.
Derek, this team continues to show character. When you guys were struggling, nobody took shots at anybody. They blamed themselves. Nobody took shots at Josh. Yep. And you're reaping the rewards of good seed. I'm just curious for you, the pride you have as a captain in that locker room.
Yeah, I think the character was on full display today. Watching our guys bounce back. I mean, we turned it over again twice. Why or the reason don't matter. I mean, it's what we did. And we just make it hard on ourselves, you know. And then seeing everybody bounce back and keep believing, keep playing, and defense was playing great for us, keep them, off the scoreboard and all that. So, you know, it was a good, seeing both sides of the ball helping each other and playing that way, and the energy on the sideline was unbelievable.
I asked you on Wednesday about the mental mindset. When you have wins, how guys feel better. Yeah. Today, even with the slow start, guys were laughing, they were smiling, they were having fun. How much of this has been able to learn a system and then mentally be able to now enjoy and play football?
Yeah, and if I'm honest, we're still in the middle of it, you know. We're still learning. There's still things happening. It's not as efficient as I want it to be yet, you know. And that's frustrating, but we're trying our best, and, you know, we're winning three in a row. We're winning football games, and, you know, that's what matters as we're figuring it out. And but to see guys, you know, we're starting to get there, and we're starting to get some things, you know, dialed in and right, and sometimes it takes us a little longer than it should. But, you know, to see the energy doesn't change, you know. There's no one stressing out. There's no one pressing, you know, because we all believe in what we're capable of, and we saw that on full display in this game again, just like last week.
Josh had some hard-fought yards, but the offensive line didn't really have any negative plays as far as his run game. What did you think about Josh, his effort, and how he pushed forward today?
Yeah, he's unbelievable. He's I've always said he's one of the best in the NFL, especially the way he's running with that mindset and that mentality. He's been unbelievable, but you know, he'll be the first one to tell you the tight ends, Yach, and the O-line deserve so much credit on what they're doing and giving him just even a little space. You know, I turn around sometimes and I'm like, I don't know, and then he squirts through, you know, and he's up there on the safety, and he, you know, turns a 2-yard run or a 3-yard run into 8, 9, 10, 12, you know, whatever. And it's those little hidden yards that, you know, oh, good run. No, like, you can't overlook how special that is.
Devontae, your connection, obviously, that's special as well. Like, what right now is really clicking between you two that necessarily wasn't, like, exactly clicking earlier on in the season?
Well, I think we're winning, if I'm honest. He's well over 1,000 yards. He's well over 10 touchdowns. Everyone said that none of those things would happen. You know, and we still have a lot of football left. But when you win, everything feels better, if I'm honest. You know, there's things that we're working on constantly. Because we never want to feel like even if it is getting, like, we're having big days, we don't ever want to feel like we have it. So we keep that constant pressure on each other. And if, you know, it doesn't look perfect, like, if I don't throw it perfect, I'm like, hey, let's go throw it again. You know, if he doesn't feel like it was perfect, he's like, let me run that again. You know, so we keep that mindset. But I think as we win, you know, now it's like, oh, man, look, they're figuring it out. You know, it looks great, you know, and, you know, forgetting the big days that he had prior to us going on this win streak.
Derek, it probably seems like forever ago, but the last time you were up at this podium, you kind of laid it on the line.
Yeah.
Got emotional about it and put it out there. Safe to say you feel like the guys in the locker room and everybody else in this operation responded accordingly?
It was a quick 3 weeks, wasn't it? Man, you know, I feel like, you know, for me, I think it was just the frustration and the anger of certain things, you know, that I don't regret. You know, things needed to be said, things needed to be handled. And when you love a place and you love a, you know, organization, when you love something so much, I mean, you put your heart into it, you know. And so to see the way we've responded since then, it makes me – it's a proud moment for me. I'm happy about it. But we got a long way to go until I feel really good about it.
Defense gave up one touchdown today against a pretty good offense. I'm sure that you're standing over their sideline pleased about that, right?
It's unbelievable. It makes playing quarterback so much easier, you know, when you go out there and you don't have to force something because you know it's going to be a shootout, or you don't have to, you know, try and make a play when it's not there and make a bad decision and things like that. So the way they played today, if they can play like that, I mean, I've always said it, you know, defense and, you know, being able to run the ball and throw it efficiently, that's what will help you win, get to the playoffs, and hopefully win a championship. And, you know, the way, you know, that they played today was unbelievable. The way that they, you know, tried to get after the quarterback, and, you know, the way they rushed and covered, the way they worked together. That's, I mean, they're such a good football team. You know, the Chargers are unbelievably talented. And for our guys to play that well was really impressive.
Obviously, I have a lot of pride, as do a lot of guys. But when you see something like Chandler Jones, who maybe it wasn't working out for in numbers, you know, throughout the course of the season, for him to have the game like that, that he had, you know, your thoughts on that?
I know. I just know it was a relief for him. You know, but we're in a day and age where, like numbers are, like, what compare, like, you know, people as good players or bad fantasy points, good or bad, you know, and things like that. And it's the way he's been playing the run this year has been unbelievable. The way he's set the edge, the way he's, you know, there's a lot more than just a stat, a touchdown, you know, a sack. He's played really good football. Obviously, as a pass rusher, you want sacks. You know, you want to get the ball out. You want to do those things. And so I know that there was some kind of relief there, but it's not like he's been playing bad football, you know. You know, we have two good rushers, you know, on the outside, and people chip them all the time. They're doing different things and all sliding to one and chipping the other, doing that. And so to see that kind of break free for him today was really cool.
Usually get 24 hours to enjoy this. This is probably cut in half or something along those lines for Thursday's game, if even that. Yeah. Does that process start like right now to start getting ready for your next game?
Absolutely. You know, today's Wednesday, you know, and, you know, the main thing, you know, the thing I was saying, I didn't get hit in the ribs again, so I'm happy about that.
One more, Tashaun.
In the locker room, Devontae Adams said one of the biggest differences from early this season to now with you and him is just the efficiency. What's going into the growth in that area?
A lot of hard work. You know, we try our best. You know, we knew it'd be a growing process. We haven't played with each other in a decade almost. And even though we train together, we're both training for different things. And so work in this off season and work in this season, the best training is in the games. And, it, you know, it took time, but also I think that everyone's feeling better about it because we're winning, you know, and when you're winning, then the numbers are like, oh, wow, they're a top 10 passing offense. You know, they're a top 5 rushing offense. Devontae's, oh, wow, he's having a huge year, you know, and all this kind of stuff. The winning helps that, you know. Numbers don't matter until you win, and then it's exciting, you know, and we know that. That's the NFL. But I think for us, we just try and keep the mindset that we'll never get to where we want to get to. And if we can keep that mindset and keep striving to get to where we want to get to and just having that feeling of, man, we've never made it, I think we can get better as we continue. But he made some unbelievable plays today down the field for us, and that one-handed catch was one of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen in my life.